702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Oh, it's chaos, not just here in South Africa, but around the world, I tell you. Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to you. We'll start with this Memphis police scandal. There were fears and concerns that there'd be lots of violence in the U.S. following the release of the video showing how these officers, well, quite frankly, murdered Tyre Nichols.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? The video that we see, although there's a huge unanswered question, the video picks up from the point where he was already being taken out of the car and forced to lie on the ground. And he's asking, why? What have you stopped me for, essentially? And that we don't know. We don't know quite the circumstances of how the car was stopped, why the car was stopped, and what led to it. But anyway, from that point on, it is just grim, this video that we've seen released over the weekend. The Memphis Police Department has instantly disbanded the unit from which these officers came, the so-called Street Crimes Operation to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhood Unit, Scorpion for short. I mean, they must have been doing some good things. 50-strong community police. But anyway, they have instantly got rid of them. I guess the bad PR, the bad rep will have played all sorts of harm. The video that we see, or the videos, because it is multiple angles and multiple videos, really, of Tyre Nichols' last moments, he looks bewildered. He looks shaken. He also looks like the only one trying to calm the situation. Those five cops are whipping each other up. And he is the one who's trying to remain calm. He's the one, of course, in danger. And he's the one who also ultimately is killed, beaten to death, essentially. Now, the five cops accused, yes, but others arrived and did nothing to help him. What? Nobody offered medical help or called the ambulance straight away? And, of course, this is also not a white-black incident. The victim is still a young black man, and another American police force is in the dock. But seemingly nearly everyone involved was an African-American. So, of course, there's still an outcry because this is authority gone wrong, you would feel. There have been street protests. But, yeah, thankfully, so far, no enormous backlash. And I guess it depends on how Memphis police sort themselves out. Because we've said this before, America is not one giant police force. It is so many different, multiple kinds of police forces, sometimes very small, sometimes huge. But nonetheless, they have hundreds of police forces. They all surely have to take a look at this and then look at putting their house in order.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how many of these young black guys have to be killed at the hands of law enforcement before something changes. Let's go now to something just as, I suppose, as intractable. Israel, they've got a gun solution.
Yes. I wonder if they've been looking at America and have come to the wrong conclusion. Maybe that's what we might say as Brits and South Africans. But Israel's security cabinet has approved measures to make it easier for Israelis to carry guns. Now, there have been two particularly awful attacks by Palestinians in Jerusalem, 7 people killed, 5 seriously injured. But this followed a particularly awful Israeli army raid that killed 9 Palestinian people in the West Bank. So there's this tit-for-tat powder keg thing going on. We're not about to solve the problems of Israel in the next few seconds, for goodness sake. It's been going on a long time. But the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promised a strong and swift response. So the idea of putting more guns into the situation, into an already volatile situation, it feels American style. It just feels completely wrong, doesn't it? Give everyone guns and everything will be better. Are you sure, Israel?
Try and speak English to them as a foreigner in their land, and you might not be so convinced, but the French are people too, Adam.
That's apparently. Remember, they are humans. This is a tweet from the Associated Press, a well-respected news agency, Newswire agency. I'm sure you've used them, I've used them. People must have heard of the AP, as they're often called. They put out this tweet calling for an end to dehumanizing labels like the poor, the disabled, the mentally ill, and the French. Stress individuality, not dismissive collective terms. Now, they have a point about that. You think, yeah, sometimes it can be dismissive to talk about the poor. Who are you talking about? But the French, I mean, you know what the Americans are like. So howls of derision. The French embassy in Washington pondered renaming itself the Embassy of Frenchness, which I quite like, actually. One French reporter suggested we should call them people experiencing Frenchness rather than the French. And if you think of history, think of the revolutionary Paul Revere galloping through 18th century Boston, raising the militia to get rid of those pesky redcoats and not shouting, "The British are coming." Instead, he should have shouted, "Individuals who are ethnically Caucasian of European origin who identify as subjects of King George III are coming." I mean, that would have been much better, wouldn't it?
Ah, the world's gone mad, Adam, I tell you. That's this morning's Worldview.